Joining us now on Mad Radio Sports Radio 610, you guys obviously know him. He is a former Houston Texan and Eagle Ram and now New York Giant. We'll be seeing him on Sunday against the Texans. Connor Barwin on Mad Radio. Connor, what's going on this morning?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Connor, you're, I think, one of the favorites in Houston, obviously from the Bulls on Parade days. How often have you been in town the last couple of years?
I've been back a number of times. I think I was there for the Super Bowl, and I still got a bunch of friends in Houston, so I get back. Actually, this off season, we had a little reunion of sorts, and we did a hunting trip in San Antonio with a bunch of guys that were on that that old Houston team I was part of.
Did you get anything?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Who are the guys who you keep in touch with the most from your teams here?
Sean Cody, Antonio Smith, Brooks Reed, Cushing, Jesse Nading, Arian, Dwayne. There's a lot of us that still talk. You know, thanks to group text messages, it keeps us all in contact.
I think the one thing that stood out for me when I was watching you guys play and that defense, aside from being good on the field, was it seemed like you had a kind of camaraderie that you don't always get in NFL teams, even on good ones. Have you been able to appreciate that more? Is that an accurate way to put it?
Yeah, it's really true. The games changed a little bit, whereas when I first got in the league, there was still, we went out and hung out together all the time and had beers after the games and that sort of stuff. There's not as much of that anymore because everybody's so aware of their body and recovery and all that stuff. But I think it was fun when I was young. Because we hung out so much outside of football, and it made a difference. We were on the field playing together.
The last time that you played against the Texans was last season with the Rams, and that was right after Deshaun Watson had suffered a season-ending injury. What are you expecting to see with Watson under center for Houston?
Well, he's a super talented guy. Obviously, he can make all the plays. He can make plays off schedule. Obviously, you got to be really sound and what you're doing on defense because of the zone read and the options and all that stuff. So we've got a big challenge for us.
Has that been an adjustment for you over the last few years? I guess you've just seen so much zone read, and you saw it last week versus Dak Prescott. Is it all pretty natural now?
Yeah. I mean, it's just assignment football. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of frustrating because how it can hurt you if one guy makes a mistake. But if you're sound on defense and everyone does their assignment, it's pretty – you can handle it. And for me, I know what my job is, and I just got to make sure I do it every play.
Connor Barwin joining us here on Mad Radio. You'll see him against the Texans this Sunday, Houston and the Giants squaring off. A question I have – so last week, Connor, I don't know if you saw this, but one of your former head coaches, Sean McVay, he kind of went viral with a Bleacher Report video on how many plays he can recall and like all these going back years. Obviously, you play defense, so he's not on your side of the ball. What was Sean McVay like as a head coach? What's something about him that people nationally may not know?
Well, I think he's a great play caller, got a great memory, ton of energy. When I got to LA, he did that same play thing with me where, he was, because I was in Philly and he was the O coordinator in Washington. He was like, I remember this game, this play. We tried to run a boot and you did it. And I was like, man, I don't really even remember the score of the game or who won. And, he remembered every single play. So I wasn't surprised to see that. But he's a great coach. I was fortunate to play for him next year. I think what separates him a little bit is his ability to lead a group, but also his ability to connect with players at a personal level, and that's really important for a head coach.
Has it been difficult from one year to the next being a part of three different defenses?
No, not really. I mean, they've all been 3-4s. They've been fun for me, especially this one in New York. It's a little bit different than Wade's and what I did in Philly, so it's a new challenge, and I'm learning a couple of new ways to play the defense. And, it's been fun for me because I've got to play for some great coaches and meet a bunch of great guys around the league.
You didn't come on here to promote this, but I saw it on social media that you've got a beer coming out that you're partnering with.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about this beer, and will people be able to get it in Houston?
You will not be able to get it in Houston. It's a regional beer called Yards, and they're doing an MTWB beer, which is supports my foundation, Make the World Better Foundation, which I started when I was playing in Philly, and we use the money to rebuild playgrounds. We've done three playgrounds as of now in Philly that cost almost about $6 million.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Oh, good job, man. So I can I can drink beer and help out the youngsters at the same time. That's pretty much my babysitting strategy anyway. I just, I'll take the kids. I'll drink a bunch of Connor's beer, and then I'm doing the best of everything. That's how I'm in the name of your website again?
It's just mtwb.org.
Make the world better. The initials for maketheworldbetter.org.
Connor, last thing for me real quick. You've played in some really cool cities between Houston, Philly, Los Angeles, and now New York City. How have you enjoyed New York so far?
It's great. You know, last year I was playing football and living on the ocean in Malibu, and this year I'm living in the West Village in Manhattan and playing football. It's been pretty awesome.
Do you have a crazy subway story?
No, not really. I mean, I only signed right before camp, and then we had camp. So I've actually been only living in the city for a couple of weeks now. But I took the subway to the U.S. Open about a week ago, maybe, or 2 weeks ago. Great experience.
Who'd you go see play?
I saw the guys play. I think it's is it? I don't even know their names. Is it Djokovic or something?
Djokovic, yes. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Sorry. I'm not a big tennis fan. Got the tickets.
So do you go, I guess you're going against Trevor. Are you driving to work in the morning or do you take the train?
No, you got to drive. Yeah, you got to drive. It's not bad. I got to go through the tunnel. And it's not bad in the morning, but it can be awful getting back into the city at night.
Connor, we'll see you on Sunday. I guess we'll wish you personally luck, and we thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to get a big ovation, man. People love you here. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Hey.
Thanks, Connor.
Yep, thanks, guys.